This is the global beat for peace for Sudan, and musicians and humanitarian activists around the world are part of it. Temperatures in London are below freezing, but many brave the cold to gather opposite the Prime Minister's office at number 10 Downing Street. They are calling on the British government and the world leaders to prevent Sudan from slipping back into what has been Africa's longest-running civil war. Rita Paulino is the head of Sudan Women's Association in Britain. She explains why this campaign is so important.
Almost we have 6 generations of people living the time of war, and we want to experience peace and we want to be developed, and we have suffered a lot from the war, losing everything. And that's why we want now to campaign and continue to campaign for peace, because peace is the only solution for us.
Britain is one of 15 countries where a coalition of humanitarian groups is launching the year-long campaign for peace. They are calling it Sudan 365 and timing it to next year's scheduled national referendum in Sudan, when voters decide whether South Sudan breaks away from the North or whether the country remains united. A significant step, says Paulino.
Since the independence, we are not being asked for our choice, and this is the time to exercise our democracy and our right to say that we want to vote for unity or separation.
The long-running civil war has pitted the predominantly Arab north of Sudan against the mostly Christian and animist south. Violence spread to the eastern region of Darfur in 2003. The conflict has been marked by gross violations of human rights and left millions dead and millions more homeless. Sudanese President Omar Hassan Ahmed al-Bashir was charged by the International Criminal Court for war crimes in 2008, although the government has repeatedly denied these allegations. A peace treaty was signed in January 2005, but violence flared up again just last year. Humanitarian groups say the peace remains fragile and they fear the country could easily slip back into full-scale war ahead of next year's vote. Khatir Kayabil is the president of Darfur Union in Britain, and he says a lot is at stake.
2 million people have been killed in South Sudan, and more than 3,000 people have been killed by the government of Sudan in Darfur. If the international community, our worldly leaders, not take action, that is mean a lot of people is going to die tomorrow.
The international campaign has enlisted the support of world-famous drummers, including from bands such as Pink Floyd, Radiohead, The Police and Snow Patrol, alongside musicians from Sudan, Egypt and other countries. British officials have said they will continue to bolster peace efforts. In Khartoum, the Sudanese government has dismissed dire predictions of a possible return to civil war. Natasha Saini for VOA News, London.